Mark Vandermeer with you here on Texans 360 outside NRG Stadium here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. Well, you know, the Texans cheerleader squad has been formally announced, and they had their photo shoot earlier this week. Let's see how it went.
Always feels good whenever you get to put your uniform back on, and especially the photo shoot, because it's always such a fun way to kick off the year. It really sets the tone, and it's really just a great time. We get to go in there and have fun and be ourselves in front of the camera, and we're having fun. We're not just doing straight poses. We're dancing, and it was really cool because we got to do some group shots in our swimsuits, and literally, Leisha and I were just dancing around, having a little party, and then we got to throw in our pom-poms for some looks and do some hair flips, and it was really fun.
It feels so awesome to start another year again. I can't believe this is the third time doing this, but it was so cool. You know, we had a new photographer this year, and he was amazing to work with, so I'm really excited to see the results. I think he was amazing. You know, he was really good at directing me and made me feel comfortable, and I was comfortable enough to have fun, and I really want to see those pictures.
I felt like I did really good. I mean, I've been preparing for this photo shoot, all year long, because we were getting ready for tryouts, and then as soon as we made it, we knew that we were going to have this photo shoot. So I was very focused and ready to go, and it's a lot of mental preparation that goes into a photo shoot. I mean, it looks really easy because it's like you just stand in front of the camera and pose a little bit, but really it's not. It's a lot more than that, because, you know, you can really tell if someone is, you know, insecure or hesitant by their eyes and their facial expression. So you just want to look very open and excited and exuberant in a photo shoot. So that's exactly what I went out there and did, and I had so much fun. I love photo shoots. They're my favorite.
Great stuff from the Houston Texans cheerleaders. You can always see them on HoustonTexans.com. Cody White, an offensive lineman, not exactly a household name among Texans fans. Maybe he should be. He was hurt last year. He's coming back and is going to make a strong bid for some playing time. How's his rehab been going from injury?
You re-signed with the Texans just in the last couple weeks. First of all, congrats on that.
But thank you.
You had some options. You could have gone, and I know you looked around at some other places. Well, ultimately, why'd you come back here? Why'd you stay here?
I thought it was the best opportunity for me at this moment in time. I kind of looked at everything, put everything out on the table, had good conversations with O'Brien and Rick and my position coach, and I think there's something special, and I want to be a part of that.
Yeah, you had rotten luck last year with the injury. You get to miss it, but I imagine you absorbed a whole lot. And what sort of stuff did you learn watching from the sidelines?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was still able to attend all the meetings. It was interesting. You know, I've never really had a serious injury like that where it put me on the sideline. So I was able to step back a little bit, get a different perspective on things, kind of refresh my mind a little bit, it was just, you saw a lot of different things. I got to watch a lot of football. I got to watch some of the guys all the way down the line do certain things. You know, I would critique them in my mind, think about things I would do and improve on, and watch them and speak to them. So I got a different perspective of things, and some football things, and, you know, just scheme-wise, I was able to kind of dive into some of that stuff.
For people that may not know, you ruptured your Achilles last year in training camp. You know, what was the average day like for you? Because you were here rehabbing, and you did it really quietly, but, you know, on your Instagram, you showed the video, and you had a lot of heartfelt words about how tough the whole battle was. But, you know, what was the time frame? How long were you doing the rehab, and each individual day, what did you have to do to sort of get back to where you are now?
Yeah, I'm at 8 months now, and they say it's a 6-9 deal. I'm putting the final touches on it, but really, you have to be really patient the first 4 months. I was laid up in a cast for a month. I was in a boot for another month, and then in a shoe that actually had a heel lift as they gradually bring your heel back down to floor level. And it was 4 months before I could really, really hit it hard. So I was trying to do as much as I could in those times. And, you know, once I was able to get going there about 3-4 months in, you know, I was up here early on the elliptical machine. You know, I'd get on the elliptical about 5:30 in the morning, hit the weight room at 6:30. We'd hit meetings, and when they'd go out to practice, you know, around 12, 1 o'clock, I'd be in there rehabbing the whole time, and then I'd come back and have the meetings with them too. And I was usually done with everything. If I had some things to finish up, I'd finish up after our post-practice meetings. So it was It was a long grind. I mean, it was 6 days a week. I was up here going through all that stuff. And, I mean, it was a long time. Yeah, I just quietly just kind of – I knew it was going to take a lot of work and just consistently doing everything I could each day, doing all those reps, you know, and it's paying off because I'm at 8 months and I'm feeling great. On injury, they say it's 6-9.
Good luck to Cody White this preseason. Next up, more from Garrett Graham. His puppy makes an appearance, and the Houston Texans cheerleaders. More from them, of course, here on Texans 360.